This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Joining me again for the first time in a while, I was afraid she'd been roadblocked out of town to where she couldn't get back to a phone or something. Coming from beautiful Beaufort, North Carolina, is Polona Cabana. How are you today?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Where have you been? Have you been busy?
I've been busy writing, for sure. And just also watching how things are playing out and seeing what kind of machinations the Democratic Party can put us through to bring us back around to a place where all of a sudden, you know, women are now celebrated again. You know, 2 minutes ago, we were being thrown under the bus and the women's movement was dead. 3 minutes ago, Gaga politics was the rage. I wish women could make up their mind. That's all that I have to say. And I can say that, so be careful what you say in response, though, because you are not a woman.
I wanted to ask you about the Gaga politics, because when everybody's
sure.
looking at some of these things, I've seen reports about this where it seems like it's like Black Lives Matter has attracted a lot of the white females that seem to want to, and
so.
It's almost like they've become the Gaga girls.
Sure. I mean, to some degree, it's been an interesting spring and summer, right? Because we go from COVID-19 to Second Amendment or Republican/conservative protesters at state capitol being routinely decried for spreading COVID-19. To Black Lives Matter protests where literally doctors even were participating in the marches saying, no, this isn't spreading germs in any way, right? We're all good. All these protesters are wearing masks. Then you've got that undercurrent of riots, destruction of property, even lawyers participating in the tossing of Molotov cocktails in New York City. And somewhere in there, suburban white women, some of whom voted for President Trump the first time around, were drawn into a moment that they thought resembled gay pride. And there's a huge difference between what we went through in the 80s in terms of sexual orientation and, if you will, the coming out and the normalcy of homosexual culture within America as compared to the actual political agenda behind Black Lives Matter, capital B, capital L, capital M, organization, and with a website, and with a set of goals that include the destruction of the nuclear family. I mean, plainly stated there. What I found in speaking with women in that 40 and 50 year old age bracket, many of whom with college degrees, a number of whom licensed professionals, there was almost zero thought put into, well, of course, Black Lives Matter, little b, little l, little m, on that proposition of equality under the 14th Amendment, right? So that umbrella is where the mindset and the hearts were of any number of suburban, Caucasian, born in America, middle class, educated, a little bit of money in the bank, a lot of kids in high school, upper years of grammar school. That's what they were turning out, and that's what they were doing. So I think what's interesting is last you and I talked, it was about June 26th.
Right.
And that was really almost the epicenter of women in elected office in a variety of cities and in Congress, a number of whom are foreign-born or foreign-educated, whipping up things like defund the police. And the initial reaction was, well, no, they just need to take a few dollars out of the budget. They don't mean deconstruct the entire police department. They don't mean eliminate the entire police department, right? They simply mean more money for community services, which has been the rallying cry of women across the board for the last 30 years, since at least the mid-70s, right, in sort of a different language. But now we get to 4 to 6 to 7 weeks later, and the devil, of course, is always in the details. If you can ride out the initial explosion, now we're in the details. In Minneapolis, they've come forward and they've said, we want to actually amend the charter. They voted unanimously to amend the charter to begin the end of their entire police department. They want to abolish the entire police department. Well, now that that's about to go out to the voters, suddenly you see all this softer language coming in around the edges. Well, that I would have to consider more thoughtfully, suddenly say voters in Minneapolis, right? We go over to Seattle, where they were saying that they wanted to take 50% out of that law enforcement budget of $400 million. And that's where we had Kashmana Sawant opening the city hall. And all these people saying, yes, yes, put more money. Oh, no, the CHOP zone is fine. You know, let's have social workers respond to 911 calls for mental health emergency. We don't even need to send in an officer with a firearm. But now that they've issued a 13-page manifesto on the details of exactly what they want to cut and how, the first vote in Seattle for defunding took only $3 million out of a $400 million budget. So I'm hoping that the heat stroke that this country suffered in July is now starting to cool with cooler temperatures, because the knee-jerk reaction that far too many people in this country gave to these gaga women of politics was shameful. Shameful. People just lost their mind. Nobody was asking questions. Journalists, yourself excepted and a few other notables excepted, right, were simply issuing all these rallying calls. They were not even investigating facts. They were not asking pressing questions. When a journalist did say, well, how are you going to do this? Or put to the woman Lisa Bender in Minneapolis, look at the death rate. Look at how many people have been killed or injured in shootings since May 25th, a record number, 113 people. What was her response? She said, it's hot. People are acting up because it's hot.
Oh.
No. You tell people you're not going to prosecute them, they're going to do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah.
Right? You tell them that there isn't going to be a police force. It would be like telling your children, you don't have to listen to me, I'm not your parent.
Right. Coming up on the first break, what have you been writing and how can people find it?
Well, my first book, political thriller about COVID-19 and the actual politicians who have been involved in it, from University of North Carolina straight the way across to Wuhan, China. So currently pitching it to agents. Have a couple excerpts out, and we'll see how it goes.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. We are speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. Have you gotten to, have you had a chance to open up your antique shop?
We've been doing some things by appointment and other things by mail. We have a nice following around the country, especially for used books offerings. So I'm trying to show a little love to our customers who are in other states.
Totally get it. Totally get it.
Yeah.
And if you're dealing in books, I mean, now you're getting into that rarefied air, aren't you? Those rare volumes and such.
I am. And my biggest problem is every book I meet, I want to read. So, you know, there's always that remind yourself that you're in retail. And,
right.
Be sure to get it out there.
That's a little bit. You think a drug pusher has the same sort of an issue?
Gosh, you know,
the temptation that must be.
I suffer that problem with ice cream and good coffee, and that's as far as it goes. Fortunately for me,
the reason I had to get into radio,
politics,
I was in the route business for 20 years after I got out of the military. Before I went into radio, and the reason that I had to get into radio was because I was delivering Krispy Kreme donuts, which is like my heroin. Can't have them now. Can't have them now, but I mean, there for a while. I was in the belly of the beast every day. That's all beside.
And for sure, politics is my drug.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm just sort of sitting here on the North Carolina coast in the Outer Banks and it's a lovely afternoon, you can go kayaking, there is an off button, but it's a pretty light-weighted trigger. I mean, it's a fraction of an ounce. And so just, you know, if you will, sort of on topic, ideas like President Trump pardoning Susan B. Anthony being rejected. Thank you, no, keep your pardon. You know, it's tough for me because I could spend the next 2 days researching, reviewing, thinking to myself, well, I'll take that outcome, right? I mean, on some level, does it really matter whether you care for the president or not? Take that outcome. What an interesting outcome. We're celebrating the ratification of the 19th Amendment. I'll take that outcome. Now, maybe I'm just too practical as a lawyer. I haven't liked every judge I've been in front of. I've gotten some great results from judges I've struggled with. And
sure.
I think in the courtroom, oh, my goodness, this person doesn't care for me at all. And then you get a decision. And you think, you know what? The judge was really working me hard to make himself or herself comfortable with giving the right outcome, right? Wanted to make sure it could withstand appeal if an appeal was taken. So perhaps it's just me, but you take the win and you walk away and you do it gracefully and then you have as much fun with it as you can. You don't thumb your nose at someone saying, here, be free. Why hasn't someone done this before? Why didn't President Obama do that? Right, was actually my immediate reaction was, really? She's never been pardoned. Wait, President Obama or President Clinton didn't do this. How interesting, right? So I was sort of in the history of it. And in the meanwhile, women's groups which have resurfaced and have gotten themselves a fresh breath, suddenly Speaker Pelosi, you know, has found her voice again. They're all just thumbing their nose. Heaven forbid a man should actually do something positive in the direction of women. This is why men don't do more positive things in the direction of women is when they do, right? We bite their head off. So to me, it's more gaga politics, right? All the women who wore white for their states nominating Senator Biden. What was with that? Do you want to be a character in Margaret Atwood's Handmaid's Tale? I mean, is this the idea is that you're voluntarily walking yourself into a society where women are treated, like breeding cows.
Right.
Is that what you want as an outcome? Because we've got enough discussion going on right now about masks. So me personally, as a woman, I would much rather have a discussion that you're not getting me in a white outfit. But I don't see any other women saying, why are you wearing that?
Well, let's have a discussion about masks. Now, why do you think we're still having to wear masks? What are your thoughts on that?
Because Americans think that free speech is the ability to open their mouth and say whatever they want any minute of the day or night and be protected. And so the idea that you want to cover, if you told us that we had to wear sunglasses, there would be a boom in the sunglasses industry. Every person, less than 1%, I think, would opt out of sunglasses. I think people would even be willing to wear ear protectors, right? We go to the range, we have nice ear protectors.
Sure.
Or we fly a small plane, you wear ear protectors. They're not comfortable, right? I think we'd be willing to wear those. In fact, probably many husbands around America would then have like their get out of jail free card. I can't hear you legitimately, sweetheart. I love you. I love you, but I can't hear you, right? Y'all would be all set on that one. But, yeah, you put a hand over someone's mouth, or you put a mask over someone's mouth. Breathing, of course, being essential. But I think for Americans, the free speech piece, which is so badly abused and so terrifically intentionally misquoted, and we just can't do it. We don't have the self-discipline to do it.
I'm going to tell you why I think we're wearing a mask.
Please do.
And, I want to talk about this with you in the next segment because we're coming up on the next break. But I think we're being like we went for the entire first three quarters of this 150 days. You know, it was supposed to be 15 days. We're about 150 days into this flattening the curve. And about the first three quarters of this, where I live, we didn't have to wear masks. And then they decided we had to wear masks. And I think the reason we're wearing masks is twofold. I think because most politicians can't have an original idea, and it's sort of monkey see, monkey do.
Yes.
The other thing it is, I think it's to remind us that they still think we're in a pandemic. So it's to remind us of that. And I think it's also to remind us that we're in a pandemic, and you better mail your vote in. And I think that's what it's all pushed towards is mail-in voting. But when we get back, we can discuss that if you would like. Paloma Cabana is a attorney out of New York State who moved to Beaufort, North Carolina to be an antiques dealer. And then COVID-19 and politics got in the way. And now she's back doing what she does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Steve Bannon, former advisor to President Trump, and three other organizers involved in an online fundraising campaign to build a private wall on the U.S.-Mexico border were arrested this week for allegedly defrauding investors. President Trump reacts to the news.
It sounded to me like showboating, and I think I let my opinion be very strongly stated at the time. I didn't like it. It was showboating and maybe looking for funds.
A federal indictment says the four defendants skimmed hundreds of thousands of dollars from the border wall project. President Trump holding a campaign rally in the swing state of Pennsylvania, and Joe Biden will formally accept his party's nomination for president, capping off the 2020 Democratic National Convention. Biden will be accepting the nomination from his home state of Delaware. This is USA Radio News. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana tests positive for coronavirus and is quarantining, his office saying he's strictly following the direction of our medical experts and strongly encourage others to do the same. A Portland man was charged with assaulting a U.S. Marshal using a baseball bat during a riot at the city's federal courthouse last month. The man is accused of striking a federal officer in the upper back, neck, and shoulder area as officers attempted to break up a crowd in downtown Portland in the early hours of July 27th. A video went viral that showed Adam Hayner and his girlfriend being attacked in Portland late last week as well. Hayner explains the lead-up to the assault.
Someone was down there that got a bag taken. I seen the bag taken right in front of me, and I'm just like, they were hitting the person, so I just tried to step in between it, just trying to get the crowd to spread a little bit. By the end of it, you know, I'm wrecked and unconscious on the side of the road.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We're speaking with Paloma Capana. I don't know why I'm trying to keep wanting to do it. Paloma Capana from Beaufort, North Carolina. Attorney at law. She is the originator, I think, of the Gaga Girl politics theory, and it seems to be manifesting itself in a whole bunch of different ways. What do you think of my theory about masks?
For me, it's a little bit of a stretch, partly because I'm not really making the cartwheeling of much of this to voting. For me, at least the way I'm looking at it, there are hundreds of millions of dollars on the table with respect to law enforcement budgets in the various cities, and that's going to be more of a city and local voter issue.
Sure.
Plus, I view that as more of a national security issue. Partly it depends, I think, on just one's frame of reference. So for me, my guess is that with the economy being as strong as it is, in spite of what the talking heads are saying on TV, I mean, look at the market just as one example. I think that as long as that stays steady for the next several weeks, the president gets reelected with a greater margin of victory than he achieved in 2016. I guess I'm maybe more relaxed about it than I should be, but I think a strong wallet tends to result in reelection. So that's just me. I'm a little bit more nervous on the smaller municipality vote, and also things like Congresswoman out of Michigan, Rashida Tlaib, part of the squad, right, with
right.
AOC and Omar. So she just went through a primary on August 5th, and her primary victory margin was more than 30 points. So this was her first reelection piece, and she grew her margin. 2 days later, of course, she's released from a House Ethics Commission investigation that, yes, she committed a violation, but because she didn't mean to commit the violation, that's all fine, and, you know, go on your merry way, sweetheart.
Right.
So those kinds of things are more concerning to me. I'm also starting to follow that money trail just slightly. So we've been talking about the women, but who are the men in their lives, and where is the money going, right? Congresswoman Omar right now is making some headlines with her campaign funds having been paid to her now consultant, with whom she was previously having an affair, is now married, Tim Minette of the so-called E Street Group, $878,000 transmitted to him.
Wow.
Okay. She already had more than $1 million 2 years ago that was questioned in campaign finance and an ethics investigation that went to her previous husband. We can also take a look at Seattle, and we look at City Councilwoman Sawant, all the money that she was channeling across to her husband through an organization, 15now.org. You know, when the money of politics is grinding out into people's pockets, and you really do start to wonder who's behind these various women, you know, who are the power players? Because at least in my mind, quite often the person you see out front is not the person to be worried about, right? It's who's behind that person.
Gotcha.
Who's actually pulling the strings. And certainly with somebody like AOC, who comes out of nowhere, who never held elective office. Okay, so she's a great actress. She's fulfilling a role designed for her by others. Who are those others? If we swing across to my favorite Gaga girl of this summer, Aruj Rahman. So this is the lawyer at New York City who tossed the Molotov cocktail and is now sitting in jail. Really interesting piece came out 2 days ago from the Investigative Project on Terrorism. The reporter there went through every single one of the groups and a number of the people who were submitting amicus briefs and letters to the court, you know, release this wonderful woman. And quite a bit of it traced back to Palestine, where, as you and I have previously discussed, she's spent time. She's worked for pro-Palestinian organizations. We really have to take the conversation you and I had a couple of months ago, and now that the big drama, the big noise is starting to settle down, we've really got to start drilling our oil wells to say, what's really going on here? You know, it's one thing to say that these are women who have been influenced by the grandfathers of the progressive movement and some of the more famous of the hippies, right, who have run for office probably every year, God bless them on some level, right, but never been elected for being from smaller parties, green parties, libertarian parties, and so forth, right? But now we have a situation where we actually have elected women in office. We have women with licenses to practice law and so forth, who are behaving in a manner that is so deviant from American cultural norms as to really raise the red flag of, are you diverting the monies or where your money's coming from, how are those monies meeting up, and where is it going? Because as I said, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. Just LA alone, they've got proposals to cut $100 million from law enforcement. New York City proposed $90 million cut. I mean, that's a lot of defunding. That is serious defunding. That is not us just talking about the police chief in Seattle who took a pay cut from $294,000 down to $275,000, right?
Right.
We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars around the United States, and as the proposals start to come out in detail, you and me and everybody else in America who's probably never read a line-by-line police budget should educate ourselves. Pick at least one of these cities. Pick one of these Gaga girls and follow them, right? Set up your Google alert. Click in every 3 or 4 days. Read some articles. Start to think for yourself. What kind of change could this look like in 5 and 10 years? And it's, I think, a scarier post-almost apocalyptic summer than post 9/11. 9/11 happened. There wasn't a 9/12, a 9/13, a 9/14, a 9/15. I mean, there really was not a rollout on U.S. soil by foreign interests.
Right.
This summer, you've got to keep watching the ripples, because these are women who are making motions, who are getting referendums passed, who are putting things to voters that they have drinking Kool-Aid of, this is what is good for our community. Yes, all the criminals will simply come together and hold hands and stand in a circle and sing kumbaya if we simply don't have any police officers walking on the street.
Hang on for me at kumbaya. We'll finish this up on the other side. I'm talking to Paloma Cabana from Beaufort, North Carolina, attorney at law, Second Amendment advocate, author of The Gaga Theory, which I subscribe to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We are speaking with Paloma Capana from Beaufort, North. How is the mayor at Beaufort, little Napoleon? How is he doing?
Surprisingly absent. Where did he go? I don't know, but you know, Bill, it really harkens back to our first date. Such fond memories I have of my first cup of coffee with you.
Yes.
Where we were talking about, you know, these concrete barriers that the mayor had erected at the bridge, creating a sort of East Berlin, West Berlin effect. And I mentioned to you and the listeners back then in April that I had started a study on the 8 municipalities here in North Carolina where we had these executive orders, two of which, Beaufort and one other town up the coast, had these sort of police checkpoints. What's been fascinating to me is that not a single one of these executive orders or legislative emergency directives have actually been rescinded. And I had started my study and thought, well, I'm just going to wait, you know, they'll sort of sunset of their own accord. I'll write this really interesting law review article about it. You know, and that was sort of mid-April. Right? I thought, I'll have this thing written up. Meanwhile, I'm still waiting for any of them to expire. And really, the authors of these various documents have just disappeared out of the headlines. So, strange month. Truly strange month.
Do they ever, with these decrees they come out with, do they ever have a sunset provision built in? This is going to be in effect till this time, this day. Or do they, or right, do they just gradually go away and everybody's, okay, well, we're just not going to enforce that anymore. but they never actually take it or rescind it or repeal it or anything like that.
Right. Most of them, when they were passed, had initial expiration dates, right? Not unlike that passed by the first President Bush when it came to some import bans. But then the extensions started coming, and at a certain point after the various extensions, they just simply left them open-ended. And so as far as my studies have shown me to date, nothing has been officially rescinded. And if you were really going to prosecute someone, what makes the situation more confusing is, frankly, if I were a defense attorney, I'd be saying, but Your Honor, here's the mayor on video saying, well, we don't want to prosecute anyone, even though misdemeanor second is sort of the going criminal charge listed in these various documents all around the country. That's
right.
That's pretty much where they all settled it into. You know, any form of prosecution, whether it's for COVID-19 violations or for protesters, right, and riots and destruction of property, this has, at least to my mind, been the least amount of prosecutions I've ever seen in the face of blatantly criminal behavior. And we can agree or disagree with any of it, because I think both sides have arguments as to each set of restrictions. But on some level, it would be interesting to see if anybody was paying attention to the local district attorney's races, for example, on any upcoming November ballot. Well, there are no town hall meetings this election cycle. Do people even know who's running or who is making decisions on whether to prosecute or not? So I had recently been on a radio show with another colleague of yours, and I had said, listen, I think, albeit that the Second Amendment crew, especially in upstate New York after the SAFE Act, had been pressuring district attorneys and sheriffs not to prosecute any of the terms of the SAFE Act. I said, I think that we've really sown our bed here, and now we're laying in it. And there should be an end to requests for favoritism. If there is a law that you don't like, you simply have to work hard enough to have a court declare it unconstitutional or to get yourself into office instead of some of these nefarious women, for example, who are taking up valuable seats everywhere from city council to Congress, and get yourself into office and propose proper legislation, propose repeals, do referendums on a ballot. Right. But I think we've got to get back to a place where the law makes sense and the enforcement of the law is even. And that is what is going to get us out of this catch-22 that we've all walked ourselves into.
What about all of these prosecutors that have gotten out there? And I don't remember where it is, but like it's either Seattle or Portland where their prosecuting attorney out there. He got out there and said, I'm not going to consider it a crime if you beat up on a cop. I'm not going to consider this a crime. And I mean, this is not him interpreting.
Yep. I'm 100% on record and am literally right now in contemplation and discussion with a couple other people whether to file an ethics grievance with the New York State Attorney's Office against Governor Cuomo for precisely that reason. You cannot be a licensed attorney and counsel people on how to break the law. And that is exactly what this amounts to. So at the very least, even if the person resigns their job and I'm not going to prosecute, nobody should be prosecuting, all the rest of it, you lose your right as an individual to do certain things when you take a license.
Right.
You do, right? I cannot even casually, sitting around with three or four friends, say, here's the way to commit the perfect murder. Did you realize there's a hole in the code here in North Carolina, and this is all you'd have to do to get away with it? That's perhaps an extreme example, but equally, I can't counsel somebody, well, if you stand here and you only throw something this close to an officer's feet, then it will only be a violation and not a misdemeanor, so go ahead and do that. Right? You can't do it. And at that point, frankly, why are you holding yourself out as a lawyer? Because you are no longer participating in the system of law. So surrender your license if you want to talk smack, right? You want to throw a Molotov cocktail? Just walk over to the OCA building and hand them back your admission certificate. Then go on about your marriage in a criminal way. That's fine.
You mentioned the Molotov thing, and before we run out of time, I find that very amusing, simply because I think the argument being made is that these were two young women who got sort of swept up in this. They got caught up in this, and it sure would be a shame to ruin their life by taking them down and prosecuting them and putting them in jail. Even though they committed a terrorist act, that was just youthful folly, because they got caught up in the moment. Except, now, I never went to school to be a lawyer, right? I would, but I mean, you spent 8 years of your life in college, 4 years getting, before you go to law school. How long is law school? 4 years?
So 4 years undergraduate and then 3 years law school, right? And then you sit for the bar exam, which is a miserable 2-day affair.
So, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So by that time, when I was 25 years old, I was in charge of equipment that could operate in a combat battlefield, the modern one of the time of the 80s. I could throw signals 1,900 miles, and I could kill something on the other horizon.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I was too mature for my age, because I wasn't throwing Molotov cocktails. I had no youthful folly. Anyway.
But it does make you wonder, including that there was the recent murder committed of the judge's son by another licensed attorney, right?
Yeah.
It does make you wonder what's going on. I mean, as a profession, there are provisions that say if you're aware of an attorney committing a crime, you're supposed to report your colleague, however uncomfortable that may be. And so at some level...
We're running out of time, Paloma. We're running out of time. If we need to revisit this, I will text you soon, because I can tell we've got some unfinished business. Another coffee date is in the works.
Sounds great. I hope our listeners can put up with us going a million miles an hour with not much room to breathe.
Well, anyway, we'll see. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks to everybody at Lock and Load Radio.
Thank you, ma'am. Coming up next, Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.